Arm Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on our grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind, from French press to espresso, and his favorite roast, depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's sterlingsoap.com.
You know, we talk a lot about football here on PigskinDispatch.com, and we like to talk about some of the genius aspects and some of the great moments in sports history. Hello, my name's Darren Hayes. I'm the host of Pigskin Dispatch. Welcome to the Pig Pen. You are here to in the portal of positive football history, and we are going to talk about some great coaching moments from the past, one more modern and one over a century ago by two legendary coaches, Bill Belichick and Newt Rockne. Some things that they taught us, some important lessons on how to play by the rules and how to maybe even cross a line a little bit, and some really legendary stories about these two gentlemen. So our first one up tonight is one about a Coach Rockne and a player of his that we talked about not too long ago in Mr. Clipper Smith. Not too long ago, we talked about Notre Dame legend John Clipper Smith, who played for Newt Rockne, was one of his linemen that replaced the Seven Mules during the 1925 season, played through 1927. But Coach Rockne and Mr. Clipper Smith had a relationship that went beyond the football field, even after graduation. And this next story tells us about the postgraduate years of Clipper Smith. He remained fiercely loyal to Newt Rockne. The one particular incident in Spokane, Washington, perfectly captures the humorous, business savvy, and micromanaging nature of his old coach. By the early 1930s, Clipper was making his own way in the coaching world. While Rockne had expanded his empire beyond South Bend, Rockne was retained as an assistant sales manager and motivational speaker for the Studebaker Corporation, earning a handsome sum to advocate for the South Bend-based automaker. Now, Rockne was scheduled to arrive by train in Spokane for a highly publicized speaking engagement. Now, eager to treat his former captain and mentor with the utmost luxury, Clipper went out of his way to arrange an impressive ride. He visited a local luxury dealership and borrowed a brand new, top-of-the-line Cadillac to pick up Rockne from the station. When the train pulled in, Rockne stepped up on the platform and was greeted by a beaming Clipper Smith and a local newspaper photographer who was snapping pictures of the grand arrival of Coach Rockne. Now, rather than jumping into the luxurious vehicle, Rockne froze. He looked at the gleaming Cadillac, then at the photographer, and his face dropped. As the photographer angled for shots of the legendary coach next to the automobile, Rockne began performing a series of bizarre, highly synchronized maneuvers. He shifted his stance, leaned across the hood, shuffled side to side, and blocked sections of the vehicle with his body and luggage. To the untrained eye, it looked as though Rockne was simply posing with theatrical flair. In reality, he was meticulously using his physical frame to obscure every single Cadillac emblem and logo from the camera's lenses. Once they finally escaped into the interior of the car, a bewildered Clipper looked over at his old coach and asked what in the world he was doing. Rockne adjusted his fedora, looked at Smith, and barked, quote, "I'm out here representing Studebaker. I can't be seen riding around in a Cadillac." Now, Rockne then ordered Clipper to take the most discreet and winding back alleys as possible to get to the hotel, ducking low in a passenger seat with his hat pulled over his eyes to ensure no one saw Notre Dame's greatest ambassador riding in a rival luxury car. Now, it was a classic testament to Rockne's strict discipline, a trait that Clipper Smith had mastered perfectly in the field, even if it didn't quite grasp his coach's automotive corporate loyalty off of it in a sponsorship that came right after. You know, just a brilliant move by a coach, you know, Rockne, when he's trying to be paid by a sponsor and not to let those folks down that were paying him to represent one automobile and do the other. But we have some game time situation by the genius, Bill Belichick, that he did during a playoff game, a maneuver that was so unprecedented, it changed the rule book. Here's a story that we have on Coach. January 10th, 2015, the AFC Divisional Playoff. The New England Patriots are down by 14 in the third quarter against a bitter rival, the Baltimore Ravens. Legendary coach Bill Belichick needs a spark, and to get it, he's about to unleash a tactical loophole that would literally force the NFL to rewrite the rulebook. Football 101 says an offense must have a five ineligible players on the line of scrimmage. Usually your five hefty offensive linemen. But the rule book didn't say those five players had to be linemen. Belichick exploited this. He trotted out an unconventional formation with only four traditional offensive linemen. He sent out running back Shane Vereen, wearing number 34, an eligible receiver's number, and had him report to the referee that he was ineligible. Vereen lined up wide, like a receiver, and the referee announced it over the stadium PA, quote, "Do not cover number 34," end quote. But the Ravens defense panicked. They saw a fast running back out wide and assigned a linebacker to cover him anyway. Meanwhile, the actual left tackle position is occupied by tight end Michael Humazwani. Because Vereen took the ineligible tag, Humazwani is legal and eligible. The ball is snapped, the fake tackle streaks right up the seam completely uncovered, and Tom Brady hits him for a massive 16-yard gain. Now, the Patriots ran variations of this deception three times on the drive, marching downfield to score. Baltimore was completely baffled. Ravens coach John Harbaugh blasted the tactics after the game, calling them illegal and substituting maneuvers the defense wasn't given time to match. But Belichick simply mastered the fine print. Now, the Patriots won the game 35-31 on their way to a Super Bowl title, but the NFL Competition Committee moved fast that offseason to restore the competitive fairness. Owners passed a brand new rule for 2015. Any player wearing an eligible number who reports as an ineligible must line up inside the offensive tackle box. If they line up wide, it's an immediate 5-yard penalty. It was a masterclass in gridiron ingenuity, a formation so brilliant it was only legal for one historic night. Now, that is just some clever thinking by Coach Belichick, just like it was very, you know, prompt and you know, very appropriate what Coach Rockne did on the spot. These are fast-thinking guys that are always looking for that edge and looking to make themselves and their teams come out as winners. And they definitely both have with the championships that Belichick in the pros and Coach Rockne, what he did at the collegiate level back in the 1920s. So we love covering every era of football. And you're able to see that as we are building out a one-of-a-kind thing that maybe I don't think anybody else has done in any of football history. We are building out a very comprehensive football timeline. You can find it at pigskindispatch.com timeline. You can look at it by day of the year because as we told you, there's football every single day of the year. Or you can flick over and look at it year by year, which we are still building out both of those. And by start of football season, we hope to have those up to date and very intact for your research and your enjoyment of learning more about football history. If you have anything that you'd like to comment on us, or maybe you see something that you'd like to add to our timeline, you can always reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not-so-great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones, too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.